move to deny the appeal and uphold the Historic Landmarks Commission approval with the condition that that Mr. Singer agreed to provide landscaping assistance and any other related amenities to adjoining properties.
I'll second the motion for purposes of having a brief discussion.
Right. So, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate us having a discussion about this. Just to kind of clarify my own position here, because I think that's important for everybody listening. I try very hard as I sit through these hearings, and I've sat through a number of them in the past 6 years, to operate from the principle of a man or a woman's home is their castle. And a lot of my votes have been guided by that principle. I have been the only member of the council to oppose racing permits at the Speedway in North Portland because of the noise it causes the neighbors. It was interesting that somebody brought up the Westport Villa. There was the outrage over Westport Villa. Well, I am the cause for the Westport Villa being converted to condos. And the reason is because the Westport Villa was in Northwest Portland, a haven for criminal activity, prostitution, drug use. Mentally ill people lived there and were victimized by drug dealers, and had been going on, as had been reported to me, for a generation. I brought together the police bureau, the fire bureau, the housing inspectors, and mental health specialists from the county, and we targeted the property until the owner decided to either clean up his act or sell it, and he decided to sell it. And that was driven by my philosophy that people who lived on that street and in that neighborhood deserved better than to live in the midst of criminal activity. No.
No.
That's one of the rare privileges I have to be elected. issue here is whether or not then this garage violates, from my perspective, in the motion that I made, my perspective, that it violates that kind of premise that I operate from. People should be secure in their home. They should be have the best conditions possible, and we should do everything we can as city council members to make sure people's homes are honored. And that, and I mean by that, whether they rent their homes or they live in their homes as property owners. And in my view, this is one of those rare examples where there is a balance that has been reached, notwithstanding some of the vehement opposition to the garage. And the balance is achieved, in my view, by stepping back from the hyperbole that has surrounded this issue, frankly, since I've arrived on council, and just looking at the dynamics of the neighborhood. It is, and there's probably nobody that I've respected more in my lifetime in Portland that served on council than Mayor Clark, and I defer to his judgment on a lot of things. I'm influenced greatly when he comes and testifies. When he came and testified on the Allegro project, frankly, it influenced my decision a lot. And it pains me not to agree with him on this issue, particularly with the historical perspective he brings to it. But I also believe that Portland is a growing, breathing thing that evolves and matures. And as we do that, we have to be nimble enough to adjust and make changes as we see our neighborhoods and businesses evolve. In this instance, I think that that means trying to do something to alleviate the atrocious conditions that exist for people that live in the neighborhood, not to mention the people that want to come shop there, not to mention the people who try to survive with the businesses there. And in my view, we have a garage that's being proposed. If there is a better designed garage anywhere in the world, please bring it to me so that I can see it. I would be interested to see if anybody's ever designed anything as aesthetically appealing and as appropriate to a residential setting as the one that's being proposed here today. And in my view, we've achieved what is oftentimes not done in these hearings, and that is a balance. And I oftentimes walk away from these land use appeals and these various kinds of proceedings where we try to find some justice in there, and I don't always feel as though it got exactly where I wanted to. I think this does. I believe that with the design and, frankly, the extraordinary amount of patience, and I will say goodwill by Mr. Singer, has achieved that. If he had done what I have seen developer after developer after developer done in these chambers, I promise you I would not be voting to support his garage today. But he has, in my view, been extraordinary in his attempt to address, and sometimes under, I will tell you, rather unfair attacks, the concerns that he's heard. He's, I think, delivered in an atmosphere that some of us would understand if he didn't deliver in a very tasteful, appropriate design that I think actually respects a lot of what Mayor Clark's concerns are for the neighborhood, and does it in a way that I think achieves the balance that I needed to have to be able to get to where I'm at on this today. So I hope that helps explain at least my rationale.
Other comments? Okay, so we have a motion, and this would be a tentative decision. Am I correct?
Correct.
Before we call the roll? Okay. Okay, Sue, please call the roll.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank the thoughtful testimony presented by both sides, all sides of this issue. It was reasoned and rational and deeper than the previous testimony we had on this similar site, and I really appreciate that very much. I want businesses to succeed in the Alphabet Historic District. I want businesses to prosper. I have reworked transportation projects at the request of local businesses to try to minimize the impact on those businesses in the area while still trying to keep basic infrastructure flowing. We do a pretty poor job so far on 23rd, but we continue to work at it. I also want residents to have a very high quality of urban life, and I want to emphasize the word urban life. This neighborhood has changed a lot. It has always been rather dense, but it has become more dense, and it will probably become even more dense under existing zoning. We won't have to approve a lot of the, as we do now, cannot stop and do not have the opportunity to approve a lot of the infill that is happening all across the city in every neighborhood. I've lived on this street, and so I bring to this issue sort of the perspective of someone who has lived on this street. And I, too, want, in addition to lauding the fine tradition of the Neighborhood Association in their activism, I also don't think that I take anything away from the neighborhood by also complimenting Dick Singer and the Singer family for their efforts on 23rd as well. Having worked on projects, having worked in neighborhoods across the city, you could do a lot worse with a landowner and a developer, and a lot of business districts do. So I just want to put that out there as well. I think that Dick on this issue has worked very hard to try to come to an accommodation on this issue, and I know that members of the Neighborhood Association have as well. Reasonable people can disagree on a lot of issues, and I'm going to provide a reasonable disagreement with the maker of this motion. There is already a parking structure on Irving with Fruit and Flower. There is the possibility of another structure across the street where the existing parking lot is, and then this structure. As I said in my testimony last time, or part of my testimony last time, I think that there is just too many structures on this particular street. That's not to say that I wouldn't approve other structures in the center of the neighborhood, although I believe that parking structures on the outer perimeter are preferable. I also know that PDOT, which in these situations acts independently, exercises independent judgment from the commissioner in charge, and did provide a blessing for this project. I also know that, like a lot of transportation district, like a lot of transportation agencies, and ours, I think, is, despite its money woes, one of the best, does not, as a matter of course, take bike or pedestrian counts. So I'm going to oppose this measure, but I want to also acknowledge that a lot of improvements have been made to it. I want to acknowledge the Neighborhood Association for offering very reasoned arguments against it. And for me, it is the density of potential parking lots and parking garages on this particular street. So I vote no.
Fish.
Well, first I want to say I think I'm plus or minus my first 100 days on the job. I'm actually up for re-election in 2.5 years, so I may be the shortest serving commissioner in the history of Portland. But I want to say that one of the pleasures of this job is to be sitting in a room like this, listening to the kind of reasoned debate that we've just had over the last few hours. And I'm especially proud to be a citizen in a community that respects good dialogue, good debate, honest debate. And I think the presentations on both sides today were superb. Occasionally, I have found that another colleague states something so clearly and eloquently that it would be a mistake for me to try to compete. And it's better for me simply to associate myself. So this may be becoming a habit and a bad habit, but I want to associate myself with Commissioner Leonard's comments. And the word balance is important to me because I think in all that we do, we seek to find a balance. It in my prior life as a lawyer, all too often we had a winner and a loser and not something in between. I think today we do have a chance to achieve some balance and to come up with something which meets the interests of a lot of people. It's not a perfect solution. Perfect solutions we'll leave for another body at another time, but I think it's a balanced and thoughtful solution. So let me tell you a little bit about my thought process. I perhaps don't have the same experience sitting up here reviewing these matters, so what I do is I go to the text of what's before me. Maybe it's I'm a victim of my legal training. So for me, I have to look at Title 33 of the Portland Zoning Code and read very carefully the decision of the body that's on appeal, of the decision that's on appeal. Then I make sure I've read all the materials that are submitted and have a chance to think about them. And then I have the great pleasure of having hired some terrific staff people that help me clarify my thinking. But as they know, I make the final decision, and I make it after I've heard the testimony, not before. For me, I believe that the garage that's been proposed sets a new standard for parking garages in terms of aesthetics and safety. And I also have concluded that it meets all the required conditions and then some. So, on the narrow question that I believe is before us, I believe that I'm compelled to deny the appeal and uphold the approval that's before us with conditions that have been outlined by Commissioner Leonard. A lot of people have put a lot of time and energy into this debate, so I want to take a moment to thank Tim Heron with BDS for a superb job, but we've come to expect that from BDS. To Kirk Kruger with PDOT for his staffing on transportation safety issues. I want to thank both the NWDA, which is an organization that has some very dear friends of mine who serve on it, and the Nob Hill Business Association for your engagement and participation in this issue. And I want to thank Dick Singer and his team for working diligently with the community to try to address some, but not all, of their concerns, but to work, I think, in good faith towards a compromise. So after hearing all the testimony and balancing against standards that I've set for my conduct and my service, I will vote aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Wait a second. Commissioner Leonard voted already, didn't he?
No, I just was speaking to my motion.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I could repeat everything I said.
No, that's quite all right.
Oh, and
I was trying to spare you of that.
I got confused. Call on Mayor Potter next?
He goes last.
He goes last.
Even okay.
So I'll go next. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for their testimony today. There's a lot of energetic and thoughtful testimony that's gone into this. When we last visited this issue in 2006, there were two issues, I think, that led to the turning down the proposal. One was its scale and bulk, particularly as it related to looking at the building from Northwest 23rd. And secondly, was the issue about safety or issues about safety. What I find before me now is a design that I think is, well, is factually smaller. I believe it to be safer. Safer than what I believe is an issue that most of us accept, and that is that it's far more dangerous for people to be looking down the block or two for a parking space than it is to pull off into an off-street garage and park. I think that provides a greater risk to pedestrians. I particularly find the windows on the street level to contribute much to the safety, the pedestrian gate or the automobile gate, the speed bumps, the fact that it must come to a full stop, the audible signals. All of these things, I think, address the principal concerns that were raised last time, and I think it's a good design. I'm not an expert on design, but it's pleasing to my eye. So with that, I am, and I guess I want to say that, as I said, I think in 2006, there's so much energy and talent around these issues. I'd love to see people in Northwest literally put this issue in the rearview mirror and work together to focus on many issues that we face as a city, both to be livable and great in Northwest Portland and throughout the city. It's time to put this issue behind us, and I vote aye.
Potter.
Well, I want to thank the applicant, the opponent, and the city staff for a fine presentation. Listening to the discussion and reviewing the information, the amended design addresses my concerns, and I am satisfied that this that the parking garage would be an addition, a good addition to Northwest Portland. I vote yes.
Okay, the motion passes 4-1. And Catherine, do you want to just outline procedurally what needs to occur between now and when we adopt the final findings and recommendations?
We'll need to set a date and time for the to bring back findings for the council's adoption and final vote. Okay. And I believe, Sue, you have a date?
November 5th at 2 p.m. is the next time when all the council will be present.
Okay. And is the record closed, or is it still open?
I believe at this point the evidentiary record is closed. You should make that official.
Okay, at this point the evidentiary record is closed. Okay, we will recess until 9:30 on Wednesday.
Good job, Mr. President.
No, there's actually been some personal attacks. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, leather coat?
No, it's corduroy. Corduroy, it's mine.
Oh, it's corduroy, yeah.
Corduroy,
it's,
yes. It's very, very comfortable. I'm riding home my bike tonight, so I always try to wear something really that I can scrunch up in my bag.
How you doing?
I'm not
going
to do like the Wild Wild West and start wearing a gun on each side. Okay. 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 Okay.
Well, I appreciate you thinking like that, too. You think about safety.
Hey, Jeff. Congratulations. You did incredible.
I'm
Congratulations to you. You guys worked hard.
Yeah. Well, and I'll certainly mention that to staff that they should alert people that, that the system is not. It's funny, though. This is a PC. I mean, ours is a
Okay, it looks like it's going to be nobody but you in a moment.